Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Turn with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 6, and let's all stand as we read verses 5 through 8, and allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God, for your goodness and grace. We thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your loving kindness. Lord, we're asking, God, right now by faith, Lord, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, Yes, Jesus Loves Me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Are we there at Genesis? Let's read together verses 5 through 8, then we can be seated. The Word of God reads, Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every intent of thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. Verse 7. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Repeat that with me. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearer and reader of his word. You may be seated. Saints of God, one of the things that we must understand about God is he is graceful, merciful, and loving toward us. There was something about Noah that favor came upon him. Grace came upon him. Now, was he different from any other person back then? No. But God made a sovereign choice. Did you know he's sovereign? So when God is sovereign, what can man refute of what God has called blessed? Amen? Listen, he called each and every one of us, and he calls us blessed. He made that choice. We didn't. He chose us. Can I get amen? So let's look at this. According to Genesis 6, 5 through 8, which we just read, the ancient world was so filled with wickedness and evil that God was grieved and sorry he made mankind. And so therefore, saints, God decided to blot out every living creature on the earth. But in the midst of all the corruption, Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Wow. And was rescued from the destruction of the flood. Saints of God, our world today is also filled with sin and corruption. Can I get amen? Just turn on the news. Every day, someone's getting murdered and gunned down. We haven't seen this kind of sin and murder in no other time in history, especially in this nation right now. My brother David, who works, he's an investigator for the DA's office in Chula Vista, been in law enforcement for over 30 years. He shared with me what the news won't share, that the tunnels that are being dug underneath from Mexico coming into here, I'm talking tunnels that are discovered. There have been terrorist networks coming through there. And a lot of them are jihadists. And they're waiting. They're waiting for the jihad call. And once they sound it, this is why keep your eyes right now on Iran. Keep your eyes on Iran right now. Because I believe the moment we fire a missile over there, they will call out jihad. And there are terrorist networks here already. You need to be praying. We live in some really wicked times. But I want to talk about God's love and his favor toward you and I in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of darkness, in the midst of corruption. Can I get amen? There's still a place here on earth that God will raise up men and women and children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Why? Because he made a sovereign choice to forgive us, to cleanse us, to wash us, that we would walk in the joy of the Lord despite of what's going around in our life. Noah saw the wickedness of men and women, and God had to come in and bring a flood. Well, guess what? When Jesus comes to take his bride home and take us out of this earth, he's going to destroy everything with fire this time. Wow. But by removing us, it's because he loves us. Listen, when a woman is betrothed to a man and the marriage day comes, and or let's just say the day before. I remember just recently we had a wonderful wedding here. Beautiful wedding. There was a rehearsal prior to the day before. Just imagine for one instance, for one moment, that the husband said, well, you know what? I got to get this out of my system. I know we're going to have arguments. And then he beats her to death. And then they come up to the altar the next day and she's like this. All beat it up and tattered and bruised and everything. Ask yourself this. We are the bride of Christ. Can I get amen? Why would God allow us to go through that destruction and then pull us out? No, he's going to pull us out first. Why? Because we are the bride of Christ. He loves us. He's going to preserve us. Well, we're going to be in the... He's going to hide us in his pavilion. And then the wrath will be poured out. And it's setting up for that now. This is why hold on. Hold on to your seatbelts. Can I get amen? So saints, the favor of God is expressed by his approval, acceptance, support, provision, power, and joy. This is what he showed to Noah. And then he also showed it to Mary. That's right, he showed it to Mary. It's also that he has manifested to everyone who has been saved by Jesus Christ. Can I get amen? One of the things he said to Mary is no differently that he said to us when he found us. Because I know you weren't looking for him. None of us were looking. Come on, ask yourself, I was looking for God. No, he pursued you. He turned your heart that you would turn to him. But look what it says right here. And having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. God made a sovereign choice and said, you are the one that's going to bring the Messiah. Guess what? You are the ones in here, in this room, you are the ones that I've saved you so that you can sow in other people's lives and bring them hope. Did you know why he saved you? So that he would use you to bring him glory, to bring him honor and praise. Look at this. Highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. So among the thousands and thousands of women, God chose her. Ask yourself this. Look at all the family and friends in your own personal lives. And how many of them are in church that love God? And how many of them are not? Well, when you look at your life, he chose you. So now walk in that grace. Walk in that love. Can I get amen? Walk in the fullness of God. God's favor was poured out on us when salvation took place. Our sins were forgiven. And it is further displayed on the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, who seals us as his children. Did you know that God seals you as a child of God? His favor is a fact, but it's also something you and I, we can experience on a daily basis as we walk in it. Can I get amen? Look what it says in the Word of God up here. In him, who? In Christ. also have been obtained in an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. Whatever's happening in our church, in your life, it's all has purpose. It all has purpose right here. According to what? According to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. He's already made up in his mind what's going to take place in your life. And we find out that it is good. Look at this. To the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. Look what it says now in verse 13. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed. See, he's the one that enabled us to believe. Look at all the years before you became a Christian. You didn't believe. You didn't want nothing to do with the things of God. Man, you were living in sin, and you were happy about it. Joy comes from the Holy Spirit. Happy is a temporary thing. So we were happy about our sin, but it was temporal. It wasn't fulfilling, was it? Matter of fact, that lifestyle that we once lived brought anguish and turmoil and destruction and chaos. But look at this. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee. Man, when God says, I guarantee this, you better take it to the bank. That's right. Guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. What is the redemption of the purchased possession? Who's that? Us. We were bought by his blood. So we are the purchased redemption. So when Jesus comes, he's coming for the blood-washed church. We will be redeemed. And we are his possession now. Can I get an amen? Did you know that you are no longer your own? When we came to Christ, we are now forever his. And he leads us and guides us. Even in this body of flesh that sometimes don't want to obey. But God's perfect will cannot be stifled. Can I get amen? So saints, after salvation, we should see the evidence of God's favor working in our, number one, conversation, our character, and conduct as we walk in the fullness of his spirit. If you're walking rightly before God, people will see your character. They'll see your language. They'll see when times are hard in your life and how you will still show them that you're trusting God, that you're leaning on the Lord. Can I get amen? You see, saints, our lifestyles and habits should indicate to those around us that you and I, we have favor of God. How many believe you have the favor of God? Oh, come on. Okay, I saw two hands. All right, let me go a little further. Hopefully we'll have more hands. Instead of fretting over the circumstances in our lives, saints, we can have confidence in his presence with us and his faithfulness in answering our prayers. Answering our prayers. Let's look at this. One of the evidences of God's favor is his willingness to communicate with us. When was the last time you heard his voice? And our willingness to learn to listen to him is so essential. Why? It's for our obedience to his will. One of the first lessons, saints, we learned as children was to listen to our parents. Can I get an amen? That's what was the struggle with me. Because I have 11 brothers and sisters. And none of us, I can speak for all of us, we all disobeyed our mom and dad. My dad did 9 months It's called Westpac. 9 months overseas. My mom trying to raise 11 of us. My grandmother, my abuelita, was there trying to help out. But we was raising ourselves. It was tough. But God had to come into my family's life and destroy that. It seemed like it was a generational curse. God had to come in and destroy it. And guess what? By God's grace, me and Brother G brought the gospel back to our family, to my mom and dad. My mom and dad got saved. But it took God doing a supernatural thing. Can I get an amen? And so one of the first lessons we learned as children was to listen to our parents. And that's exactly what we need to do in our relationship with our Heavenly Father. If all we do is to talk to Him in prayer without listening to Him, we're not going to know His will for us. Can I get amen? Look at this, saints. In Psalms 32 and 8, God makes these promises. Number one, He says, I will instruct you. How many love instructions? Listen, when you buy now these electronic devices, you need instruction. Or you be hitting buttons like, what? If you start pulling up your hair or the lack thereof. You know why? Because you didn't read the manual to instruct you. Did you know that God has instructions for us? Oh, yes. Yes, He does. Look what it says here in Psalms. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. And then Salah means pause. Pause there for a minute. Pause and ponder that. And then he goes on, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. That's what God says to all of us. But you have to allow Him to instruct you. You can't live a rebellious life, amen? Not anymore, at least. We got to learn the things of God and love the things that He loves and hate the things that He hates. You know, there's people that I've come to know. I'm not going to mention their names. But they have anger and hate toward other people. It's like, how does that work? Where's the Word of God? Where's the relationship with God to discern those things, to correct our heart? Since the Lord gives us insight and understanding of His Word so that we know how to live our daily lives and learn how to live with one another. Each and every one of us has a unique personality. We're all different from each other. There's no one on this planet that has the same thumbprint like yours. We're all created totally different and unique. Yet we're all in the human family. Number two, he says, I will teach you in the way which you should go. How do you want to go? You want to go on your own? Or do you want to go with God? Well, look what John says right here. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you what? All things. And bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. When's the last time you heard from God? When's the last time you actually heard His voice? It's not a one-way conversation. I hope you know. You know, we go, Lord, bless me here. Lord, I need this, God. And then, you know what we do? We bring a laundry list. It's like a scroll. This. And then, amen. And then we roll it up and we go. There are times where God is saying, let me speak to you. Because God does speak. Oh, yes, He does. See, we don't know what a day holds, but God does. Can I get amen? And he will guide us throughout the whole entire day, every day. Not next week, not next month. He guides us every day. I hope you know that. The moment you wake up, you should be saying, God, thank you for another new day. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow's not here. He gives us one day at a time. Can I get an amen? So, thirdly, I will counsel you with my eye upon you. I got to say this, saints. Whether you are walking in obedience unto God or you're walking in rebellion to God, even as a believer, he's watching every move. He's right there when you're by yourself in your room, when you close the door and you think no one's there. And whatever you choose to look on, he's sitting right next to you. He's watching every move. But here's God's grace. He doesn't do this to you. I'm going to stamp you out for that. He gives us time to get right. He's gracious. He's long-suffering. Can I get amen? Look what it says here in Psalms. It says here, oh Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. I will bless the Lord who has given me what? Counsel. How many would rather have counsel of the Lord than counsel of your friends? Because it's easy. Your friends will side with you. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, man. Go tell them off. Yeah. I'm with you. And God is saying, no, slow your roll. Let me fix it. Just trust me. Can I get an amen? It says right here, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. Because he has spoken. Did you know God speaks? How many believe that God speaks? Saints, every day we make decisions, we encounter situations that challenge you and I. We are challenged. He challenges us. Why? Because we don't know what to do sometimes. What we need is personal direction from the Lord. And he will be faithful to provide it if we, what? Listen, listen, listen. And we can't make someone listen. The other day we were kidding around. Sister Araceli knows what I'm talking about. No, yes, sorda. When she said that, we were just rolling. Oh, what that means in English, let me just translate that. Can't you hear? But because he loves us and he wants us to obey his will, God continually gives us counsel through his Holy Spirit, who is our internal guide and director. Saints, you and I, we must learn to listen to God. Man, I got a word from the prophet. He says, Pastor Fee, you need to listen to God right now. Listen to him. He's speaking to you. Listen to him. I took heed to that. Because he's always been spot on. He has no agenda here with us other than he prays that God's will be done. The last time he put his hand on my chest, this was about 8 years ago. I was at Pastor Matt. You know, remember Pastor Matt? You guys remember Pastor Matt? We were at his house in Claremont. It was a Christmas party. Pastor Matt used to invite the whole entire block because they lived in a cul-de-sac. All the neighbors came and they brought food and they would have a Christmas dinner with the whole neighbors. Beautiful. They did it once a year. And in the midst of all the people just having a wonderful time and eating and fellowshipping and just reminiscing the past when they were kids, because a lot of them grew up on that block. He put his hand on my chest. He goes, God is God wants to do this in your life. And he put his hand on my chest, and man, the presence of the Holy Ghost came upon me. And for 3 months, God was on me. When as soon as I woke up, as soon as I went to bed, throughout the whole day, man, I was lit up like this, like I just received the Holy Ghost for the first time. And I knew what that was. God showed me later as I prepared you for ministry. This is not just to feel good, because when God's presence comes upon you, it's unspeakable joy. You can't even explain it with human words. It's a supernatural touch from heaven, and he touches your innermost being. He touches your soul. And only God can touch you there. Your husband, your wife, your friend, your mom, and your dad, your grand, they can't touch you in that place. What God has reserved, he has reserved that for his spirit to come in and boom, touch you. And when he touches you like that, man, it's like he's downloading in you. He's speaking to you. You feel his presence. It's a physical manifestation. It's not a figment of someone's imagination. No, God is real. And when he chooses to come and fill your soul, oh my gosh, there's no other place that you would rather be. And no matter where you go, he's right there dwelling in you, man. He's moving around. You can feel him moving around in you. And if you've never experienced that, ask God to fill you with the fullness of himself. And man, you know what? God's not stingy. He'll give you as much as you want of him. So saints, we must learn to listen to God. Amen. Look at what Proverbs said. Look at this. Listen to counsel and receive instruction that you may be wise in your latter days. Listen, I'm 60, going to be 61 now. So I'm already 3/4 of my life. There's a quarter left. There's only a quarter left. These are my latter days. And guess what? I want his counsel now, full counsel. I want to know. I need to know how to prepare myself, to prepare my wife, to prepare us. Should he delay his coming? What do we do to strengthen each other? How do we prepare? But it has to be through his counsel, through wisdom. Can I get an amen? Look what else it says here. Now therefore, listen to me, my children. For blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and do not disdain it. In other words, when God has given you direction, don't refute it. Don't say, oh man, nah, I'm going to do this. And do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me. Woo, say that with me. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. There's a lot of people who have been part of this ministry who have left their post. They left their post. They were called to grow. They were called to reach others. And some of them huffed and puffed out of here. Some of them left, go, oh, well, you don't have this here, and you don't have that here, and they compromised. It happens. We're feeble-minded. We're frail people. And instead of trusting in God, sometimes we trust in other voices, we trust in other things in life, other than trusting the will of God for our lives. Waiting at the post of my door. This is a basic lesson for everyone, saints, who wants to live godly and a sanctified life. The Lord doesn't save us and leave us to do the best we can. But he desires to communicate with us on a daily basis. What has God said to you lately? Why? Because listening to God demands our time and attention. No, but we like popcorn prayers. Especially dinner time. Oh, bless the meal, God. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then we just go in and grub. And that's probably the only time you've prayed that whole day. Oh, come on. That's not you, is it? But we have to learn this, saints. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. God should be in our thoughts all the time. God, you know, I got to make a decision here, God. Help me. Help me make this decision, Lord. Help me, God. God, should I do this? Should I do that? Oh, God. He shall be like a tree. He's talking about us believers. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Listen, if you're tuning in with God, God will show you that he cannot fail in your life. Can I get amen? No, his plan won't fail. God is fail-proof. Our plans will fall apart. It'll crash and burn. Oh, yes, it will. How many of you set out to do things your own way? You wanted a Burger King life. I'm just going to have it my way. And then you find yourself crashing into a brick wall. And then refocus. And some say, God, you taught me a lesson. Some says, you know, I'm just going to pull up my bootstraps and go again. Walking in full rebellion. Saints, the Holy Spirit who directed and led the apostles is the same one who indwells and guides us. Can I get amen? We have been tremendously blessed, yet we often think we're too busy to listen to him. Hey, come on, ask yourself that. Are you too busy to spend 1 hour with him? I've shared this so many times. Can you come out to pray 1 hour with us? Just 1 hour. Are you too busy? Did you know that you can eat so much food and be intoxicated? That'll really drown out things. But God is saying our minds are so crowded with other concerns that we can't hear him. But there's nothing more important, saints, than heeding his voice and operating under his guidance. I'd rather be under his control than my own. My own's going to cause me to crash and burn. Look at this. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, God's peace, to which also you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Praise him. Give him glory. Can I get an amen? How many of you can honestly say he has delivered you from some ugly things in life? Man, you know, there's a lot of things that I have shared over this pulpit as far as what he delivered me from. And there's some things that I'll never say over the pulpit. And I know what he's delivered me from. There's just some things that you could say things, but some people won't be able to handle it. No, not you. Yeah. Yeah, me. Yeah, you. We've all done the ugly. So listen to this. To listen to the Lord, we must learn to identify his voice. You got to know his voice. I think right now the Holy Spirit's speaking to all of us in here. But one of the things that you could look to the Word of God and confirm is this, found in John. It says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they shall follow me. You know why you're here today? Because you're following Christ. You're following him. You're not following me, Sister Yolanda. We've just been blessed to be an overseer of the ministry. But when it comes to the cross, There's no big I's and little U's. Can I get amen? We're all equal at the cross. There's nobody that is more superior than another. The baby Christian has the same inheritance that one that's been walking for 20 or 30 years. You've just gone on a road a little longer. That's it. I will give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Man, aren't you so blessed to know that? How many are so blessed to know that? Oh, yeah. There's places that teach you as soon as you backslide, you're going to hell. No, he leaves a 99 to go get you. Hey, every now and then, you're going to find a little lamb. I want to have my way. And so you know what sometimes do? Because I did a study on the shepherd and the flock. Every now and then, you know when God says, I got to go get the one and leave the 99? You know what he does? He goes and finds that one and says, you know what? I know this is going to be painful. But he grabs that leg and he breaks it. He puts that lamb on his shoulder. He binds up the womb. And now he's carrying that little lamb that always ran off, that always was rebellious, that just wouldn't stay with the flock. And as time goes on, that little lamb's ear and heart are right there where the shepherd's heart is. And he understands and he hears his heartbeat. So now when that lamb is healed, he lays it back into the ground and he becomes the closer one to the shepherd. He doesn't run again. No, why? Because he finally now is listening to the heartbeat of God. This is where God wants us. He wants us to hear his heartbeat. What's best for us? What's good for you? What's good for me? And let me just say this. Jeremiah says, the plan that I have for you is not evil, but good. To prosper you. To give you a future and a hope. That's who God's all about. That's why he loves me. That's why he loves you. Can I get an amen? No one shall ever snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one's able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. You got to know that you are secure in Christ. Don't believe the lie of the enemy. You've gone too far. God just wrote you off. Really? And who put the robe on you? Who allowed you to seat on that throne? You see, saints, God's voice will be consistent with the scriptures. Can I get amen? It will be consistent. And with the Holy Spirit, we will never say anything in violation of God's word. The Bible's always our standard of measure. Amen? Number two, God's voice may be in conflict with human reason. It is. It's in conflict with our carnal thinking. We think it should go this way, and God said, no, wait a minute. I need you to hear me. I've got a better plan. Because the Lord is infinitely wise and omniscient, meaning he's all-knowing. His ways are higher than our ways. It may not seem logical to us. God's not trying to be logical to you. Can I get an amen? What seems right to a man, the ways and the end is death. Can I get an amen? Look at number three. God's voice will clash with fleshly desires. Oh man, I just want to just go and drink it away. Or go into the room and no one's there and put on illicit photos. Oh, come on. Those are fleshly desires. Can I get amen? And you know what? You'll never hear God's voice because you'll drown them out. You'll drown them out. Saying the desires of the spirit are in opposition to those of the flesh. Therefore, the inner conflict will feel that we're tempted by the spirit leading us in the opposite direction. Look what Galatians says. For the flesh lusts against the spirit. It means it wants to battle the things of God. What are you talking about? Remember that commercial? What are you talking about, Willis? Oh, you don't go that back far back, do you? For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. God's there to help us. I hope he knows he's there to help us. Can I get amen? He's there to help us. God's voice will challenge us. Every now and then, we need to be challenged. That's right. I believe what God is saying, because the need right now in this ministry, God is saying, come out and pray. That's a challenge.
Yeah, man, but 5 o'clock is the time I just... I already got my church in.
You that tired? I got an amen back there. Come on, I got an amen back there from a child. Out of the mouth of babes shall he prophesy. Oh, Prophet Ezra back there. Sometimes the Holy Spirit leads us to do something we feel incapable of doing, like really stepping out in faith. Uh-oh. You know, we could talk a good game. You know, we could talk a real good game. Yeah, you know what? I can do this. I can do that, God. And we can talk about it. And then guess what? Next day, we done nothing. Well, look what God's word says right up here. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who what? Diligently seek him. Man, if you're praying, say, God, you don't want to open up a ministry. Oh, God, use me. God, I'm just going to step out in faith. I'm going to believe you. Guess what? Then he rewards it. But you got to step out. Listen, Jesus said, Peter, come out of the boat and walk to me. Peter just stepped out of the boat and started walking on water toward him. But as soon as he took his eyes off the Lord, he sank. Why? Because he lost focus. Where's your focus this morning? Is it on Jesus? Wow. God will always challenge us. Whether it's here or somewhere else. Oh, I'm going there. They got everything there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then as soon as you get there, you still ain't doing nothing. My, my, my. God's voice calls for courage. Courage. To be bold. I used to watch Star Trek in the opening, to boldly go where no man has gone before. Remember that? God is saying, step out in faith and watch me do a courageous thing in your life. That's right. Obedience is not always easy. But God's commands are always accompanied with his power and strength. He will equip the call. Oh, I'm not equipped, man. I don't know what to say. Allow him to say it through you. Allow him to empower you. To bless you. Why? Because we are admonished through God's word. Look at this. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Not your might. Your might, some of you can't even lift up a 5-pound barbell. But man, if you allow God to strengthen you, you could move a mountain. Be strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. There's some wonderful people that have left this ministry because the enemy shot darts at them and they have believed a lie. Wow. But do you know, aren't you so blessed that God doesn't shout from heaven, "Hey, I'm talking to you." Man, just imagine if that were to, you would freak out. You would fall on your face. Huh? See, God speaks in a quiet voice. God's voice will speak quietly. He will whisper to you, hey, don't do that no more. It's going to harm you. I don't know how many times God came quietly and spoke to me. I shared with you about 2 weeks ago when I first just got saved. And my heart was being killed because of all the crystal meth that I used to do. And one of the things that I loved was coffee. But I remember having a cup after I got saved, and I would feel like pain in my chest, and I could feel like angina pain because my heart wasn't yet healed all the way. My soul and my spirit was saved, sanctified, cleansed by the blood, but my physical aspect, God was healing and touching it. And so I drove into a Circle K working at Western Lumber about 5:30 in the morning. Drove it. I was the only car in the parking lot. And I didn't want to obey God. I wanted my cup of joe. I went in there, walked right by the counter guy, hello, walked around the counter, and there was all the coffee and just fresh pots that he had brewed. I poured me a big one, one of those, 40 ounces. I don't know how much creamer I put in. I was stirring it up. I go, this is going to be good. And out of nowhere, a person walks in through the front, the two glass doors, walked in, didn't even recognize the counter person, walked around, and he was looking right at me. And out of his mouth, he said, "Don't drink that. That's going to harm you. Don't drink that right now." And I was looking like, what? And I didn't refute him. I was just like, I was more surprised and just shocked by someone walking in and telling me that. So, I was setting it down and I was thinking for a moment. Then he walks out. I go, wait a minute. I walked right out there and my car was the only one in the parking lot. It was 5:30 in the morning. He was nowhere in sight. I walked around the building. Where is this guy? God sent an angel. Bible says that angels will disguise themselves even as humans. And they'll come and communicate with you. God was getting my attention. He had to send him. Because it would have caused my heart at that time to collapse. God was healing my heart. I needed time for that heart to just heal from all. Man, come on, think of it. From 20 to 30, weed, drinking, snorting, all that, reckless life. It was a life of debauchery. It was a life of sin and rebellion. And yet, he chose to love me. He chose to love you. He speaks quietly to us, doesn't he? God doesn't shout, but speaks softly through our conscience and into our minds. He whispers Oh yeah, look at this in Isaiah. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right or the hand, whenever you turn to the left, God is speaking. He always speaks to us. And God speaks clearly to us. He speaks. God doesn't fumble. No. When he speaks, it's clear. It's loud and clear. Saints, when God wants us to know what he is saying and has been speaking to us since the day of our salvation, his voice clearly convicted us of sin and moved us to repentance and salvation, didn't it? Look, there was nobody with a bat beating you on the head, run to the cross, or I'm going to kick your teeth in. It was no one like that. But it was his loving kindness that drew us to repentance. He allowed those things in life that we would come to a place, man, I need you, God. I need you now, Lord. It was his voice that spoke clearly to you that you needed salvation. Secondly, he continues to communicate with us to bring us to obedience and surrender in our daily lives. Man, God is for us. He's not against us. Can I get an amen? And guess what? How many believe that he's a personal God? Amen? He's personal. So, guess what? He will speak personally to you. That's right. By the way, I praise God because I have personalized plates, which I've had for a while, and then when the Lord blessed me with that car, I said, you know what? I want to get the legacy plates, which are black and yellow. And they told me, well, it's going to be about 4 months, man, because everyone's ordering these things. I go, really? When are they going to be ready? At the end of September? I go, okay. So I just had to patiently wait. So 2 days ago, they called me and says, oh, they're in. I said, wow, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And I didn't get mad at them. I just said, you know what? Okay, no problem. I'll wait. And God brought them. But that scripture on my license plate is to be a witness. It's to be a witness. Because what Romans 8:9 says, if a person does not have the Holy Spirit living in him, he is none of Jesus Christ. Did you catch that? So a person can be a name tag Christian. Oh, I'm Christian so-and-so. And don't even have the Holy Spirit living inside them. They're just religious. He's going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. But there's a whole lot of wannabes throughout the church. Not just Amazing Grace. I'm talking about throughout the church. I told you I came from a 3,000 congregation. And I'll never forget this. And I can't judge them, but I just observed. You know, you observe things, right? We used to try to find parking, man. You know, and there'll be people out there, man, hitting their last cigarette, put it out, and come in with their Bible. I used to say, how does that work? Before I came to Mission Valley, I came from a church that really emphasized in being filled with the Holy Ghost. So when I came to Mission Valley, I was like awestruck. Man, totally different. But it's like that everywhere. Can't judge them. Just pray. Say, God, deliver them. I remember Pastor Leo used to say, you know what? You go ahead and smoke your stuff and go ahead and drink your stuff. You'll just get there sooner than us. Can I get an amen? Yeah, you'll just catch something and you're gone. By the way, I have a dear, I'm going to pause real quick. I have a dear friend. We were together 30 years ago. We had a ministry called Brothers in Christ. And we would meet at Frank Scott's house every Thursday. There'll be about five of us. And Brother Ray Wattis is one of them. And he has stomach cancer now. I need you to pray for him, that God will deliver him. He's been an inspiration to me. And we've been an inspiration to one another. He's been here a couple of times, but I believe he's related to Brother Eddie here. He's a dear friend. We go way back. I believe God can deliver him. Amen. God will show him exactly what he needs to do. But stomach cancer is very serious. For some, it's terminal. But we serve a God that's eternal. Amen. Pray for him. Pray for him. Pray for him. Amen. So God is always speaking, but we just need to listen. We're coming in for a close. We're coming in for a close. I'm hoping my sister will get here on time. So allow me to just be patient as we wait. Saints, we won't hear his voice if we fill our lives with other things. That's clear. Although we may become hard of hearing, we can never silence the Lord. You can't never silence him. However, the Spirit of God may withdraw to some degree and his children, and we'll find ourselves now under his discipline. I don't want to go there. I've been to the whooping shed. I've been spanked by God many times. I don't like being spanked by God. You know why? Because I want to be in his presence. I want to feel him. Can I get amen? Don't you want to feel his presence? Look at this. So how does God get our attention? How does he get our attention? Sometimes it's like this. It's a strong sense of restlessness. Man, you're like, something just don't go right. Everything you're doing is just like, whoa, what's going on? You're feeling restlessness. That's God speaking to you. There's something in your life that he wants to correct, and you're being rebellious, but you feel restless. You're wrestling with it. This is an inner sense of unease for which cannot readily identify the cause. It is meant to drive us to the Lord so we can hear him. And then sometimes a message from someone else can help deliver you. Can I get amen? That's why I always call the prophet. Every Sunday morning, he has not failed in picking up my call for the past 10 years. Pastor Rod picks it up. And him and his wife, Sister Marietta, they've already prayed before I even called them. My goodness. We need God. Because he always brings a message to me. And guess what? I have that heart that will listen. Why? Because he is seasoned in the gospel. He's pastored a church. He's led ministries throughout his life. Him and his wife. These are the people that I want counsel with when I need counsel. Is someone that knows how to get a hold of God. Someone that communes with the Holy Spirit. So God may use a person to speak to us. However, we must be careful to consider the person's character and lifestyle in order to avoid being led astray. Oh, it's easy to call. Guess what, girl? Guess what, boy? And then they'll, yeah, man. Yeah, man, that's too bad. Well, you ought to do this, man. You ought to just get in their grill. Tell them how you feel. That ain't God, is it? Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. And sometimes a supernatural blessing will really get your attention. What, God? Yeah, I'm just showing you how much I love you, despite of yourself. Do you know that God doesn't owe us anything? He doesn't owe us one thing. But when he chooses to bless you, guess what? You can't stop his hand of blessing to come upon you and your family. Because he's a loving God. Sometimes the Lord abundantly blesses us to remind us how good he is. But we have to look at this right up here. Is unanswered prayer. How many of you prayed for things and God has blessed you? Yeah, thank you, God. And how many of you been praying on certain things and certain things and certain things? And it seems like, man, God, don't you hear me? Huh? Now, the flip side of he blesses you is an awesome thing. But there's also there's always a spectrum on walking in the will of God and then walking against the will of God. Can I get amen? So you have to always examine. How many believe you always have to examine your heart? King David understood this. Look, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. So if I'm still living in sin, if I'm still doing things that I'm not supposed to, if I'm still hitting that bottle, yeah, praise God for another one. You think he's going to hear you? Ask yourself that. Or, let me pull the magazines that are under my bed. Oh, that's right. I could go to my phone now. But God, how come I've been praying these prayers. I want to see things change and but yet there's no change in you. Before you start praying for other people, you got to do this. Oh God, search my heart. Make sure I'm right before you. Am I speaking sense here? Or am I just talking out the side of my neck? Brother G taught me that one. You talking out the side of your neck, boy. At one time, I used to hate my brother. Now I love the guy. He got saved. When we was in the world, didn't know God, I was in my early 20s, he used to come to my door. Give me what you got, boy, I'll whip you up. He used to come take my stuff. It was all sin. And if I didn't give it up, we'd be knuckling. And he would show up unexpected, man, and just bulldog. When he got saved, man, I cried, God, thank you. Thank you. Because God really did something in his life. And it's been about 18 years now, I believe. Still walking with God. They're up in San Bernardino right now with their mother-in-law, his mother-in-law, praying for her. She's still mourning for her husband. Brother Conrad went on to be with Jesus several months ago. So, disappointments. And we're closing in with just a couple more. Still hoping and praying. The Bonzo trip is over. How many believe that the Lord uses the disappointments to get our attention to turn to Him? Yeah, He does. Failure. Any failure that drives us to our knees is good. Sickness or injury. Financial problem. Any of us ever had a financial problem in here? Huh? Anyone? I got to share this story. You allow me to share this story as we're waiting for our sister to get here? Because if she don't get here in a few minutes, we got to end. I'm trusting that she'll be here. I need to share this with you. Could just show you how good God is. How many of you are homeowners? You own a home? Okay. How many of you know that if you stop making mortgage payments, the banks will notify you? And then eventually, they'll foreclose on you. How many remember 2008? When the market crashed. Remember that? We learned about it. It was a Shemitah. Everything crashed around us. And as a realtor, which is my bread and butter, this is my passion here. The church is my passion, but real estate is my bread and butter. That's how Elon and I survive on our real estate business. But when that's not going, we're at His mercy. 2008 crashed, right? And we couldn't make our $3,000 a month payment no more. And by the way, it was interest only. So we would have never paid off that home. So how many remember Pastor Rick and Sister Michelle? Pastor Rick, I'm telling you, God used that brother to help so many people during this time. So they formed a company called Omni Corporation. And they would take 150 houses at a time that were in foreclosure. The banks were coming after them, getting posts and notices. And we're going to sell your home at the footsteps of the court on this day. We were to that desperate times. So he formed a corporation that he would take 150 homes and put them under a Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And that was the silver bullet for 9 months. The bank couldn't touch your home. They couldn't do anything until the litigation process. And the key litigation was that they didn't have the original note, the wet ink, because those banks had sold it time and time again. So it was a legitimate time during that time. And so after 9 months, the judge will always say, I'm sorry, but insufficient evidence, we're going to rule it toward the banks. So here they come again. So he'll take the same 150, and he'll go to another city and do the same thing over again. Now, we would pay his company $500 a month to keep the process going. Every month, we gave him $500. From 2008 to 2013, we were under his lead on this. 150 other houses. And then the man who spearheaded the whole thing, his health was failing him. He was like 80-something years old. So he gave it up. He says, Pastor Rick, I can't do this no more. And Pastor Rick's sister Michelle didn't want to do this no more. So now, 2013, we are now at the mercy of God again. God, here comes the banks. Wells Fargo never sold our home. They always had the note. So, how many believe that God can do the miraculous? Welcome, Sister Christine. I was just biding some time here. Praying that you was going to make your trip from Bonzall. So let me finish the story, then we'll close. So 2013 rolls around. And during this process of saving our homes from foreclosing, here's God's grace in this whole thing. There was a gentleman that attended Temple Beth Shalom when he was a kid. His name was Jacobo Levy. Jacobo. But he likes to say Jacobo. He was a Mexican Jew. And he attended here. And he was in Pastor Rick's process. That's how I met him. He had apartments. He had three homes. His mother's home. All foreclosing because of the crash. And they were under Pastor Rick's thing. So when everything ended in 2013, and me and Yolanda are praying on our knees, oh God, I don't want to just drop my keys in the mailbox and walk away like this. There's got to be a reason why you kept our home all this time. I got a call from Jacobo. Pastor Fee, are you still fighting for your house? Yeah, how did you know? He said, I want you to call this lady. Her name is Miriam Dixon. She's the pro for helping your mortgage and renegotiate with the bank. So she came and she looked at our financials. She goes, wow, I could do something here. Really? So we filled out everything by faith, and we prayed for her. So she submitted everything to Wells Fargo. This is after 08 to 2013. We didn't make one payment to them. The bank sent us a letter. It says, Mr. Sullivan, congratulations. We have forgiven you $189,000. We are giving you a new loan for $370,000, and your payments is $1,800, which includes principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. Me and Sister Yolanda fell on our face. If we wanted to right now, we can rent our home for $3,000 a month, because that's what rents are going now, for at least 1,700 square feet. But with our patio room, that's another 300 feet, square feet. We could easily get 3,000 if we want. And since 2013 to now, we got more than $200,000 in equity. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. I had to share that. Is that when you trust God, knowing that He's with you, and then God started speaking to me. He says, I will never forget all the people that you baptized in your home. I'm never going to forget all the ministry that you had here, praying for souls to get right in their life. I'm never going to forget how you just died to self so that someone could be raised up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. I'm going to remember you. And he did. He did. I had to share that because God is good. We serve a mighty God. And when you walk in the will of God, guess what? He will take care of all your biz.
That's right. Amen.
If you trust him. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Let's pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, thank you, God. Thank you for your goodness and grace, and thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness, oh God. And Father, I just pray, Lord, that you would just continue to work mightily in our hearts. Let us know, God, that we are in the last days of the last days, God. And Lord, that our hearts need to walk rightly before you, God. And that you would You would squeeze every ounce out of us to bring you glory and honor and praise from our life. Let our life be a sweet smelling aroma unto thee. Lord, that we would bless your name, that we would exalt your name, and we would glorify your name in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray, God, that your perfect will be done. And Lord, thank you for your mighty blessings upon our life. It doesn't matter what predicament we're in. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. God, thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for saving our bacon when we should have been destroyed. It's your love and your kindness. You love us with an everlasting love. And Father, I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord, for all that you have done in our lives. Lord, what I shared earlier today, I pray, Lord, that we would pray. If we're going to continue with this ministry, we need prayer. Because prayer is what allows God to do what he's going to do, is by trusting him and crying out to him. He already knows, but he wants that intimacy with us and him, that we would speak to him and that he would speak to us, and that he would assure us that everything's going to be all right. I had to share how you, God, saved my home. No differently, I believe you will save this church. You will somehow, some way, make a way. That's our faith. We believe in you, God. So, Lord, be glorified. Be magnified. Be high and lifted up. And when it's all said and done, God, let us all be mindful to give you praise, glory, and honor. We bless the name of the Lord in Jesus' name. Come on, give them a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Come on, God is a good God. Can I get amen?
If you're listening right now on the internet, and maybe you just were surfing the net, you came across Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, and you're hearing this message right now, and you may not even know who Jesus is, I'm going to ask you right now to pray with me that God will show himself mighty to you. He will come and visit you right now by faith. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I do believe that you died for me. I believe, God, that the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. And on the third day, you rose again to give me life and life more abundantly. Lord Jesus, forgive me now, God, of all my sins. Come into my heart and make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I'll do my best to serve you, Lord, all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed this prayer by faith, God, through the authority of his word, has saved you. I pray that you would find a Bible-believing church and that you would grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of our sermons, all of our notes, all of our PowerPoints are free at charge. Just download them from your computer and be blessed. The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.